Bad Annunciation, circa 1500, Jean de Flan. She's heard it too often before, waited in too many rooms and dresses for each moon-faced angel, each with a different approach. This is the worst. The walls a botch of brick, no window, not a thread of drapery. The beams so low, if Mary stood, she'd knock her head. Yet an inch from her head hangs the dove, outstretched in a pink and blue bubble. It will land in her hair. But Mary doesn't care. She stares far away, toward my knees and the rick-rack edge of the rug in the gallery. She doesn't look at the book open in her lap. Not the usual book. It's a picture book, a museum catalog maybe, 4 centuries of annunciations. Anyway, it's open to a dime-sized, dim, and inverted replica of this same painting here. How clever. A mirror in her lap, like the pinprick infinite hope just plopped in her womb. The angel enters stage left, as usual, but he brought no flower, just a spear. Will he kneel? His knees haven't yet touched the floor. Perhaps he flies with them bent to save time. And he's more bivalve than angel, his wings too rigid and blue, yet to evolve